it's Rutland and Stamford Sound now as we head towards the new school year. Oakham's big, well, Sunday into Monday, I guess, when all the students come back. I'm here with the new head, Lucy Pearson. Now, there's so many things, really, to write about your arrival, your re-arrival here back at Oakham School. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you, first of all, ended up at Oakham School as a boarder.
Yeah, I came here from a prep school in Norfolk. I remember that my mum came back and said, I've seen this wonderful school and it's got these round buildings and you're going to really love it. And she was quite right and I fell in love with Oakham. I came here as a boarder in Form 1 and stayed all the way through to Form 7 and had a brilliant time. I love school. I mean, I'd hope so because I've made a career out of it, so it must have gone okay. But I had a wonderful, wonderful time and I learned a lot while I was here. And yeah, I always credit Oakham with having taught me an awful lot, which I've taken into my adult life and has really benefited me.
How does it feel to be back?
Surreal, if I'm honest. Sometimes you get those flashy moments, you know, like I remember something from here, you know, dipping back into 1984 or whatever year it was. It also feels incredibly, there's something within my DNA that it resonates with. It's so familiar. And obviously one has to be careful a little bit about being too nostalgic, but it resonates with me on a really profound level. So coming back as an adult and as a professional is a very different experience. You see things. I have to confess, spend sort of the first few days that I was here sort of going to all the places I was never allowed to go as a pupil, just to sort of say I've done that, I've been in there and that's changed, and the staff common room wasn't quite what I thought it was. But it's also recognising that this is a different Oakham in many ways. It's a more modern Oakham and many years have passed, but really excited about being back here again and wanting to do a good job for and by the school.
And your cricket, presumably the seeds of that were sown here at Oakham, as well as obviously the educational and academic side.
Yeah, I mean, interestingly, I played one cricket match when I was here and it was sort of deemed as a kind of bit of a laugh, you know, girls versus boys. So I didn't play cricket here at Oakham. I'd learnt a little bit at prep school. But what I learnt here through the vast array of sports that we had were things like dedication, commitment, practice, honing your skills. And I tried to be involved in as many sports as I could. We had wonderful sports teachers and coaches who had a profound sort of influence on me about what sport can bring, the joy of sport, playing with your teammates. It doesn't matter whether you're in the first 11 or whether you're in the fifth seven, you know, it's all about participation and then applying yourself. So whilst I didn't learn the sport here at Oakham, I have definitely used what I learnt here and taken that into my cricket career as a professional, which is much to the credit of Oakham.
And obviously England international and being on that first T20 against New Zealand as well. That is groundbreaking at the time.
It was. I wish I bowled a little bit better, if I'm absolutely honest. Yeah, we were down at home playing the Kiwis and there was a sense in which, you know, the T20 was going to sort of really take off because obviously T20 was kind of created here in England. And it was, yeah, I think we lost the game, so that wasn't great. And I'm pretty sure my second ball got smacked for a four. But it was a fantastic time to be part of women's cricket, that whole area across the early 2000s. It was moving from being an amateur sport. It was supported through the National Lottery. The ECB took over and we had Vodafone sponsorship. So from where I started to where I finished, it was sort of 9 years of significant cultural shift in the game. And that was a real privilege to be part of it. What I was very fortunate to do, and I think, again, I learnt here at Oakham, was the benefit of having choice and being able to do more than one thing to a decent standard. So I was working full-time. By the time I finished, I was a head of sick form, so I was doing a ridiculous amount of UCAS forms and then basically putting those in and then getting on a flight to play an Ashes series. You know, it was a sort of madness of that, but it was a real privilege for me to be able to do both because it meant that in life things can go well, they can go less well, and I was able to sort of switch out of one into the other. And I think there is always a balance to be struck, and we want to, certainly educationally, to encourage young people to explore all of their interests and sustain as many of them as they can. I'm a great believer in opening people out, not narrowing people down.
And this school's got a great reputation raising funds for charities. You yourself in cricket are chair of the Lord Taffners. which, you know, has done some incredible work. It must be over £1 million of fundraising.
Yeah, I mean, the Lord's Taverners is a very, very special charity. I've been chairing it for just over a year. It's a charity that basically wants to provide opportunities for young people from disadvantaged backgrounds or who face challenges to overcome those challenges through the game. And cricket's a wonderfully adaptable game. I know you get five-a-side football and now walking football, but actually fundamentally football is football. And we've seen cricket continually evolve. And what Lord's Tavern has done is created a series of products which enables young people to really engage with the game in a way that allows them to experience participation, being part of a team, tactics, winning, losing, all those things, again, that sport gives us. So we're very lucky. We're well supported through the ECB, through the People's Lottery and various other sort of individual sponsors and supporters. We have a wonderful network of volunteers and members across the country who do some amazing fundraising for us. But the impact on the young people is life-changing, and that is a real privilege to be supporting the charity in any way I can.
So back to Oakham. You were head girl here.
Yes, I was. Yes, gosh, you've done your research. Yes, I was head girl here, and I thoroughly enjoyed that position. I took it very seriously. I was a very, you know, law-abiding, you'll be pleased to hear, citizen of school. My friends might scoff at that, but that is the way that I see it. So I've always had opportunities, I suppose, to lead. I think leadership is a really important facet and skill that we develop in young people. That said, I don't think it comes with a badge. I think that leadership is about how you conduct yourself day in, day out, how you lead yourself, as well as how you lead others. So I was enormously proud to get my DECEM badge. Sadly, over the years, at some point, I have lost it. So I'm hoping over the whatever time I'm here at Oakham, I will earn another Oakham badge and be able to wear it proudly. But I loved being head girl, loved representing the students and having the opportunity to make a bit of a difference to the pupil community.
And we're speaking in the head's house. We can smell the fresh paint. There are still people in here getting everything ready. It's been quite a transformation.
Yes, Deanscroft, which is the head's house, is a really iconic part of the estate and is a very beautiful building. And I was really keen that our visitors, our prospective parents, our alumni are able to be part of Deanscroft. So we've been adapting it over the course of the summer, making it will be the reception heart of the school. My office will be here, the admissions team will be here. And it's really celebrating and bringing our guests into what is the heart of Oakham. As you just step outside, you come across the theatre, you've got the music department, you've got the Barrow Clough, you've got social science classrooms. There's a real buzz about this part of the school. So I'm excited to be at the heart of it.
So when you took this job, what was it that you had in your mind that you thought, I'd love to go back there and actually, you know, make that difference and actually bring what I've learned through my career back to where I started? Mm.
I thought I'd left education, if I'm absolutely honest, when I finished at Cheadle Hume School. I've not really ever repeated myself in a role, and I had a good look round and realised that I'd loved leadership, but I wanted to do something different. So I then ended up in the FA for 7 years. And again, then left that and thought, right, what is going to be next? And I had various plans. But then I think there are serendipitous moments. There are moments that you will see an advert or something comes across your desk that just causes you to catch your breath. And I've always actually in my career chosen not to be anywhere near Oakham, partly so that I didn't spoil my memories of it because they're very precious to me. But there was something in that moment that made me feel that if ever I was to lead Oakham, to go back to Oakham, this would be the time and the opportunity for me to try to do that. As I say, I have the energy, I hope, left to do a job for the school. I am really clear about where we want to take the school. And yeah, I am indebted to Oakham School. And it's really hard to explain just how profoundly I feel that. But I was on a bursary here. And I have always felt that sense of I need to give something back. So my hope is that I will repay the faith that the school showed in me and enable Oakham to continue its forward march.
And over 440 years, never before has a woman been in charge, but you are.
Apparently so. I mean, the wheels have officially come off. I mean, it's a big thing, I think, often for an organisation when there is a female head in particular, or, you know, you can even see it in the girls' schools when there is a male head who comes in for the first time. But leadership is leadership. So it is a privilege, for sure. But I don't want to be judged by being the first female head. I want to be judged as, how did Lucy do as a leader of the school? That's what really matters. being a role model for all the students is equally important. If that's for the girls, then brilliant. If it's for the boys, that is equally wonderful. So I am enormously proud of that first, but it wasn't what I was going after. But it does bring with it, I suppose, a little bit more pressure to make sure I do the very, very best job that I can.
And you've said already, you know, on blog on Oakham's website that you want this to be a school for everyone. You want it to be inclusive. Mm. You're very proud of the co-educational heritage that it's got. Mm.
Absolutely. Oakham has always been about breadth. And that's not just in terms of either the academic curriculum, the co-curricular offer, the opportunities there are to go on trips or to lead or whatever that might be. It's also about the breadth of young people and staff who form our community. I love breadth. We live in a world now which is diverse and always has been. We recognise it much better. We all recognise that people bring different gifts to that community, different strengths, different interests, different curiosities, and that's what enriches us. So Oakham has been a place of, yeah, diversity is allowed to express itself in a variety of ways, and I think that really helps young people in their learning to appreciate that what I find easy, I've sat alongside people who don't. We find that, you know, at work. You might be someone for whom communication skills are very easy. For others, they find communicating very difficult. So it's all about, in these formative years for young people, exposing them to communities and environments which are going to really help them in their adult life. That's what this is all about. It isn't about, you know, getting some results when you're 18. This is about an investment for a lifetime.
Lucy Pearson, welcome to Oakham School, and thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound. It's a pleasure to be able to chat to you at last.
Great to see you. Thank you very much.